Thought I'd change the subject a little bit. Celeste, you got any niobium stashed away somewhere or tantalum?
Not that I know of.
Well, if you do, embedded deep in the 2,300-page legislation on financial reform that President Obama signed into law last week is a provision for people who do invest in strange strategic metals that are actually important for the manufacture of cell phones and other things. There's a regulation that relates to the Democratic Republic of Congo. The new financial regulation law requires thousands of U.S. companies to disclose whether their products, laptops, cell phones, medical devices, contain minerals like tin, tungsten, gold, tantalum, niobium, coltan is the name of one of the ores, from rebel-controlled mines in Congo, which is a serious conflict zone. It's like a conflict diamond controversy, only it's in many ways a much bigger business. Joining us now to talk about the implications of this is the BBC's Adam Minot, World Affairs Correspondent for the BBC World Service in London. He's been to the Congo. These are serious conflict zones. Is this a good thing to be in a financial regulation bill?
Well, it is a problem, undoubtedly, and you will have these chemicals on you. Something like tantalum, for example, you mentioned, that will be somewhere in your mobile phone or in a camera you might carry. These chemicals are all over the place. Yes, it is a problem. These chemicals are derived, as this bill indicates, from conflict zones, particularly in eastern Congo. This is a rebel-held area, largely. It's territory which moves hands between rebel forces and government forces on a fairly regular basis. And it is mined there. These chemicals are mined there, sometimes in quite large quantities, sometimes in very small quantities. And yes, it is a big issue.
So if Steve Jobs gets up and says, hey, throw your phone away, get this new one, or try this iPad, in a very real sense, these companies are fueling violence in places that you visited, like Congo.
I mean, it's difficult to make that link, but undoubtedly things like mobile phones, desktop computers, cameras I mentioned, jet engines, a whole host of things rely on these chemicals. So making that direct link is difficult. But if I paint a picture of what it looks like in some parts of eastern DRC, the land is dotted with these small mines. Some are very small. I went to one, I remember, where the mine was being run by two 12-year-old boys and a 14-year-old boy. Their father was away, and they were down there in a big hole in the ground, simply digging with a spade. They collect small quantities of these minerals. They're moved out of the country under very unregulated circumstances. So actually nailing down where these chemicals come from, whether the chemicals that are being used actually originated in rebel-held territory and were mined under what circumstances, that is one hell of a job.
Well, certainly the mining and the demand for these minerals is not terribly well known as a consequence of U.S. technology consumption. So whether there's a direct link to Steve Jobs or not, there needs to be more awareness, at least from your perspective, of why a place like Congo is going to be called the rape capital of the world. It's largely because of U.S. and Western demand for these high technology products, right?
That's right. And people are dying in huge numbers every day as a result of conflict over mines between these rebel groups. So it's a huge issue. And this bill will simply put the spotlight on it.
A small step in a very large bill. Adam Minot of the BBC joined us from London to talk about how in the financial regulation legislation that's just passed by Congress, companies are required to disclose whether their products, laptops, cell phones, medical devices, contain minerals that come from rebel-controlled mines in Congo.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.